I welcome ye landlubbers to Sea Dogs and Sorcery.
And welcome everyone back to the Main Menu Podcast featuring more Z&D.
Yeah, baby. Woo! That's what I've been waiting for. That's what it's all about.
It's really chaotic. Well, we're back at it again with some more Sea Dogs and Sorcery. This week has been a very hectic week for me, so the amount of content I have, hopefully it's enough. Hopefully.
We can make it's never enough.
It'll just pad out our episodes, and we'll just be doing this longer. So, cool beans. So, can everybody see where we're at?
We'll mess it up for you, buddy.
I need to
open. I know you will.
I'm on a pirate ship.
All right.
I'm on a
pirate ship.
When we last left off, you were in Tortuga. You were in Tortuga. You found the cultist that you were looking for.
Stop.
I love you.
Yes.
Cultist.
We're just padding time.
So we found the cultist. And you convinced your way out of the Spanish prison. You also ruined a 30-minute fight. And
stop.
But we're not going to talk about it.
We're not.
Okay. It's okay.
I'm still a bit bitter. A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
So,
you made Lenny thought that was pretty funny, though.
It was.
He rolled over his morale. I'm the DM. What can I do?
I can't do nothing.
I can't do anything.
I really wish I could see. I wish I could have seen a video of him like turn around, like side eyeing us while he's slowly, you know, going just descending into the ocean.
I wish we were able to have caught the him just throwing his book behind him.
I know. I wish the listeners could have seen that. He's just looking at the book, looking at the screen, looking at the book, and just throws the book up. That was awesome.
Oh, man. All right. So you successfully returned back to your ship, the Devil's Luck, with your new cultist in hand. And he is going to show you the way to the cultist aisle.
Show us the way. Put on some pants while you're at it.
Come sail away.
Put on some breeches. I can see your wiener.
Sail away.
I take off my pants so that he can have them.
Whoa.
I'd rather see Eddie's anyway.
As you are sailing.
Hello, Eddie.
In the direction he has pointed you.
Eddie too.
Who that?
You see ahead of you. Actually, first, who's up in the crow's nest? Is anybody up in the crow's nest? Anybody doing anything?
I'll be in the crow's nest.
Okay. Ever vigilant, looking for those folkish people.
Aye, they're coming for me. Taking me back.
So you see, Falkland. Off in the distance, a ship.
Aye. Ship hole, Captain. Get the cannons ready, load them up.
Well, I'll be getting the cannons ready.
Aye.
You also see the flag that they're flying is, indeed,
big flag.
One of the king's flags.
Here we go again.
He's back from the dead yet again.
You know
how many times we gotta call him?
So this
I just have another opportunity to kiss him.
I do want to eat him. I am really hungry for a human flesh. I haven't had it in a while.
Muted.
This this ship is sailing away from you.
Chase it.
And Kian, you notice that it's not a man of war or a wartime ship. It's a merchant vessel.
I could use some human flesh. Maybe they're selling some.
Whoa. Arguably, it could be stocked full of supplies and weaponry and armor.
Who needs that? Sure, we need human flesh.
I'd like to see what Eddie could cook up with it.
I don't want to get
We're slowly descending into Chainsaw Massacre.
Yes, we are.
I just want some sandwiches. I'm not crazy.
So what choose you to do?
With Mater on them.
Go to the ship. It's not Falkland. I can verify it.
I pull my pecker out and I try to flag him down.
I look at Eddie's pecker.
You should probably consult with your captain.
Nope.
Papa?
What do you guys think we should do?
Guys, we should surprise the captain and go straight towards the ship and get all the booty.
Let's ask him.
We're not going to the ship.
Don't tell the captain, though, guys.
Lenora, yeah. What do you think?
And if anyone asks, it was the chef's idea.
I'm gonna go take a frying pan to the captain's head so that he's just asleep, so that he's actually surprised. Yeah.
Why'd you hit me on the head?
He's not the captain.
I thought.
Lenora's the captain.
I thought Sarah was the captain.
Who's the captain?
Look at me.
I thought Jeffrey was the captain.
The rat.
The rat, yeah.
I bought Jeffrey. I bought him. He didn't get caught in the traps. He deserves to live. Let's go to the ship. Aye, Captain.
Oh my goodness. I had the craziest dream. The ancient one came and he was just menacing as all get out. Oh, I feel great.
That was no dream.
Where are we?
Really
wait,
happened.
Wait, where are we?
I don't know.
What are we doing?
We're stopping the apocalypse, Lenora.
Let's go to it.
I told you. It was a good idea.
Hello. Yoo-hoo.
We're getting some yoo-hoo.
Yoo-hoo.
The chocolate drink on there.
Boys.
Garbage drink.
Real man drinks whiskey, not yoo-hoo.
Chocolate you pull water. Up, you pull up to this ship, and you see a captain aboard. Obviously, he's got a small little regiment of soldiers with him.
Who are you?
Don't mind us, boys. We'll be taking everything.
You're gonna scare them.
I could use some human flesh.
Don't listen to her. She's back crack crazy.
Be cool.
That's true. So are you, Eddie. We need you.
All right, so why doesn't everybody go ahead and
who are you?
Too crazy. Jack, are you not able to move? Okay, you are. Before we get too crazy, let's roll for initiative first so we can decide how we're going to do this.
Is that D20?
We'll just do a regular old D20. Nothing fancy.
Regular old. Plus agility?
Womp womp.
Yeah, let's do a plus
or agility. Oh, I got a 16. Why would you do that to me last minute? Gosh, I hate it here.
I got 12. Not bad.
I'm about to pack up my spirit and leave, and you guys are stuck with Butcher.
Me and Papa are together.
Well,
I think I'm falling in love with Lenora. What do I do?
Oh, no.
Butcher, is it gay?
Butcher, it's you.
That sounds like a question for a Reddit subreddit.
Is it gay? r/ is it gay?
Butcher.
No.
You're up first.
Yeah?
No.
Ooh, it's me? I didn't add my agility, should I? Or does it matter?
There's 16 and...
It would make it an 18, I guess, if I'm first regardless. Oh. Okay. And by the way, it's not Butcher. Is it that hard to tell us apart?
Gosh. You look just like him, but still, I love you.
And colorblind, pretty much.
I mean, that's fair, I guess, because I'm riding his body. Anyway, what should I... Ooh, I want to talk to these fellows. I want to talk. I want to see what's what. They don't seem like enemies, but they could be.
Oh, maybe. Talk away.
They are.
Oh. Can we just skip the talking, and can I go to the nearest cannon and check and see if it's loaded?
I seem to remember hearing that the cannons were loaded.
Aye. On our ship. Ooh, you mean their ship?
I'm gonna go set off all the cannons.
Already did.
I'm going to come to this cannon that's lined up with the four right here.
We're right here. Don't miss.
Alrighty. What do I need, Mr. Game Master, sir? You delectable power
hunter. What are you trying to do?
She opens her mouth I'm going to camp.
And kill these soldiers here, this line of soldiers.
So roll a D20 plus your presence.
D20 plus
we're just going to murder these flying folk?
I need the meat, Eddie. I told you.
But
they are enemies. They're our enemies.
What?
You said plus present?
They let us board.
I'm getting hungry, okay?
I rolled a 21.
I don't understand.
It's not like they had a choice.
A choice.
No. These fine four gentlemen, they are the world's first quintuplets.
Oh, jeez.
You mean quadruplets?
You're murdering history.
No, they're quintuplets. Their brother was already murdered.
Aye. Everyone's got the sob story on with the Kellen, so I can eat the meat.
Right?
They're actually on their way back home to go bury him.
No, because they're dead now.
Now they are just going to see him. On the deck.
I sent him to him. I did a nice thing. They wanted to see their brother, so I did
be
that.
Be kind to everybody, because everybody's Ian, having
a
Ian makes a reaction and goes and chews on the nearest piece of flesh.
Papa.
Oh, jeez.
Papa, I don't want to be here anymore.
I'm hungry.
I don't
judge me. Look away.
I don't know what's going on.
Don't look at me.
I say we just take this ship and then we just leave.
Follow me, son.
Okay.
Oh, we'll
wait for it to be our turn.
Don't look at me over here. He's hunched over the meat, clobbering on a leg that was disembodied.
You're making me not want to cook anymore.
You're disgusting.
Don't look at me, or look directly at me.
So what? I didn't even get to explain what happened.
Huh?
Misfortune, go ahead.
No, you didn't even get to explain what happened. What happened? No,
it's all right. It's okay.
Their dad?
What happened?
What happened?
Just giblets. That's all. The pop exits.
Cannon fire, dead wow. Men. What more is there to say?
Okay, well, I'm going to start
free
transferring all the supplies from this ship to ours.
Jeez.
You want to go ahead and roll a D100 for me, Ms. Fortune?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 93.
A 93. Ooh. And roll another one for me. Another D100.
62. So close.
Oh, so you found a special carved arrowhead with symbols that do not call anything to memory. In fact, when you pick it up, it's almost as if it starts humming in your hand.
I'm going to start whistling.
Nothing happens.
Ah, worth the shot.
It's okay. It's okay. But maybe if you
wanted to be Yondu,
a shaft, maybe something were to happen. I don't know.
Oh, it's just the arrowhead.
Oh, yeah. You put it on a shaft? I can help with that.
That's another word for penis.
That's any, what you do right. With an arrow.
Any relation?
Okay, so...
Sam actually looks disappointed.
Ian, you're up.
Aye, so I'm chomping on the disembodied leg.
Yeah.
I'm going to take an axe from the back and chuck it at the captain here. He looks tasty. Can't wait to chew upon his flesh.
Roll a d20 plus your presence.
Bat. I got a lot of devil's luck. Almost as much as Butcher now. 14.
14. roll for damage.
Is it plus anything? Do I get any additives?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Okay. 2. I accidentally threw this guy's femur and not me.
Accidentally?
Ah. Got
you. So you did connect with him. That was...
On a personal level.
Well, you're eating four of his back.
My mouth is full.
He was not expecting this in any way, shape, or form.
I don't inspect how he could, no.
Well, no. Pirate attacks are one thing, right?
I saw this coming.
pirate attacks are one thing, okay? He expected those. That makes sense, right? He didn't expect for someone having an out-of-body experience, firing a cannon, killing four of his men,
naturally.
And then... a Folkish man jumping over, start gnawing down on some bones.
Naturally.
Look at him and say, boy, you look mighty tasty. And fucking axe at him.
Makes sense.
The axe did connect. But it connected firmly in his thigh. So now he's just sitting there just, writhing in pain.
I'd like to walk up and give him a little kiss on the cheek and be like, it'll be okay, honey.
Hey, that's my thing.
Yeah. Oh, hey, that's my thing.
I go back to eating the meal.
So he's slightly less terrified, but he's still very terrified because a seemingly normal man is eating his friend's raw.
Aye, Captain. Put the axe turns where it around
with
be.
Like both of his cheeks just bulging like a chipmunk, and he just goes and throws an axe at him.
Yeah, pretty much. That
piece of a bone hanging out of his mouth.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Chucking on a marrow.
Eddie, it is your turn.
I take the axe out and put it where it should be.
Sure.
Take it out of his leg. Reinsert.
Oh, wait, did you use Devil's Luck or something? Or
no, he should do that. That'd be fine.
Oh, he should do that. Okay. My bad.
I'm not a psychopath.
Eddie, you know you are.
Sorry, my brain hurt for a second. Who are you?
Hello, Eddie.
With me,
I'm your pa.
From his mouth. I'm your pa, Eddie.
So I don't know what to do in this situation. I don't think this guy's going to trade with us at all.
I'm your dad.
Eddie, yes. You seem wake up from a dream. not remembering where your surroundings are or who's around you. You look at the man next to you who seems to be fatherly in nature, but you can't quite like. You do remember jumping across a ship, throwing a rat into a man.
An absolute pish missile.
An absolute
pish missile. No, Eddie. That was last time.
Now you look over and you see a man eating another man, and a man at your feet with an axe in his leg screaming.
Just a regular Friday night.
What's going on here? Why am I here?
Who are you? I'm your dad. Now kill that man.
Eddie, I know how we can explain everything.
I crawl into a fetal position and I hold my head.
No, Eddie, I start
crying.
Eddie, just smell my hair. Just smell. Give me a smell.
Oh, smell?
Miss Fortune, just shoot Eddie with a rage dart.
I remember, yes.
Good job, boy.
Remembrance elixir, smelling this misfortune.
What'd you say, Danny?
You feel the need to cook.
Let him cook. Let him cook.
Jesse! We need to cook, Jesse! Fine. You know what? I don't need any of this. I don't need any more stuff. I got my two flip-locks. I think I'm good. I'm going to go back to our ship. And I'm gonna start cooking more sea turtle stew. Because I don't remember the after effects of it.
Okay, that's good.
I just remember that I have it, and I'm like, oh, cool. So I have Jeffrey pulling on my hair, trying to tell my arms where to go while I'm cooking.
No, that makes sense. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. So Jack, now it is your turn.
Excuse me there, Captain. As one captain to another, let me help you out here.
And you're not the captain.
Far confusing.
That's what you think.
Not the captain, but I'm a captain.
Yes! And I'm going to pull the tomahawk out of his leg.
Sure.
Ask him if that feels any better.
Push him alcohol on in, give a little kiss.
He's still writhing
and
around.
I'll give him a glass of whiskey, too.
He bats her hand away, screaming still, because now more blood is flowing out of him. He's very much so in pain.
Pour the whiskey on the wound.
Now he's passed out because of the pain.
Jack.
I'll inject him with a rage dart to try and wake him up.
Oh no!
So you hit him with a
try to help a fella out.
He's having some very mean dreams. He's fighting and punching in his dreams, but he doesn't seem
great
to be doing.
You're giving him a night terror.
Yeah, essentially, he's having a waking nightmare. He just sits up and starts screaming bloody murder.
I want to throw him overboard.
Throw him overboard?
Yeah, I want to throw him overboard. The water will wake him up.
What'd he do to you?
The sensation of falling and hitting the water to wake him up.
I don't know. We kind of just evolved into a bunch of herder mobos, I guess.
I don't like it, you guys.
I was hungry.
Became the hard pee.
In that water.
Yes.
You've officially.
You know what? We are pirates now because of you. Thanks.
I've never wanted to be a pedophile. I'm just hungry.
You jumped onto a ship that's friendly. killed everybody on board, and now you're throwing an innocent man into water.
Yeah. I was trying to help.
Hey, my intentions are pure. I feel so bad that I'm giving him nightmares when he's in so much pain. I just want to wake him up and help him cope. The only way I see that.
Pure.
A lawful evil is amongst us.
Master, I rolled a 20. So I'm going to throw another Tommy Hawk at him.
Oh, no. Poor That's guy.
So while you're debating on what to do, another tomahawk flies out of anywhere or nowhere, hits the poor man square in the head. He stops and moving, and then Kian jumps on that body with the heart that's still pumping fresh blood and needs to start ripping it apart.
Oh, so good.
Oh my goodness.
Kian has become the very thing we swore to destroy.
And I was going to command him to wake up. But doesn't sound like that work now.
Kian, I just realized something.
What?
You're made of human flesh. Technically, if you're careful about it, you have an infinite supply of human flesh.
No, well, it's very finite, really.
No, it'll grow back.
It's very finite.
No, humans don't usually grow back.
You guys are psychos.
So it's kind of, I get what you're saying, but like...
Because you can build muscle, right? Yeah, that's where like the food is. I'm not hungry for me,
because like, if you have like a hot pocket in the fridge that's like, you know, a certain flavor and you're just not feeling it.
What's a hot pocket?
That's what it's like.
The hell's a fridge?
Yeah. What's
I suppose you'd be throwing it in the microwave.
Oh, that's good. No.
What did I just say? I don't know.
Alex is on the floor.
Clip it. That's the soundboard for Cheddar.
Okay. You've successfully vanquished everyone that was on that ship.
I'm going to search.
Yeah, I was going to say, you guys want to start searching? Eddie, I know you're making that stew.
Yes.
I got in that 100.
My army of rats are helping me as well.
Jeez. Alex was crying.
So you rolled a D100?
Yeah, I did it wrong.
That's so awesome.
84.
You're still dying.
How's your fridge? How's your fridge?
That was really good, Charlie.
Thanks.
That was fantastic.
It was the most out of left field thing you could have ever said, and it was perfect.
That's what you latch on to.
Hey, it's okay. You weren't here earlier when we were talking about the tech scammers. That was even better.
It was.
What the hell?
What the hell?
Oh man!
Catch the UGG. Catch the UGG. Recenter.
Focus,
Mr. Master, rolling, blowing his nose.
Okay.
All right. So, gonna search.
ATFR.
I would like to search at my earliest convenience, sir.
No.
No.
All right, I seem to have like lost everything all at once.
Oh,
I just will totally at once? Just stop working for me.
Let him cook.
I'm cooking.
I apparently don't have access to or authorization to view the page, so I don't know. Just what it's saying.
Well, they found out. They knew you were doing the P word.
What the hell?
Call Microsoft tech support.
Thank you for calling Roll20 tech support.
There seems to be having problems with your Windows device.
What seems to be the problem?
Have you tried restarting and redoing the whole page?
I'm the DM, but I don't have access to my Roll20. What the hell?
Restart the page.
No. That's crazy, man. You want to smoke weed with me later? refreshing doesn't help?
Nothing's helping, so I don't know.
Weird.
You'd try clearing the cache and cookies and everything from your browser and then closing it and going back in.
What was he searching for? The loot the body? Or yeah.
It's like a search roll.
The ship in general.
Yep. So you rolled an 84, so roll a d8.
Ooh.
Backing up the gold difficulties.
A one.
All right, you find one gold doubloon.
Oh!
Only one.
I rolled a 95.
He found a thing of importance.
Roll another d100 for me.
Roll another one. I already got 95.
Yep, roll another one.
He was your toll, son. A 28.
You found a stone with a mermaid on it.
Is it hot?
I mean, oh. I don't know. What's your definition of hot?
Woman-esque?
Yep. It is.
Woman.
Yep. Something that looks at least a little bit humanoid.
All right, what else? Anybody else want to search the ship?
So I may as well. It's y'all killed everybody.
I tried to save them.
Me too. I killed them. I tried
to save them.
I ate them and held them.
What'd you roll then?
48.
I'm getting a little worried about the way Kian's looking at us. I think we need to do something. So
as long as I'm not hungry, I'm good.
Full of deep green gemstones. It seems to be that they're worth 100 shillings.
Need those.
I'll trade you for my mermaid stone.
Right, I'll take it.
We trade.
So you feel this overwhelming sense of warmth coming from that stone, Jack?
Well, don't trade.
Do not come.
No. I did. Do I not traded. Come. I took the
Do
gem
not come.
And he took the stone.
Yep. You could take it from me if you'd like.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since everyone is searching on the other ship, I'm gonna have like the elder guy that we have with us, the cultist. I'm gonna have him like taste test the sea turtle stew.
He passes out and starts convulsing on the ground.
I forgot he was there.
I guess he really liked it.
He's gonna be the first one.
I would take that as a he really likes it.
Yeah. And now I got to start fighting off the rats off of his body because they think he's dead.
No, they definitely think that he's dead.
Yes. And then I slam my spoon on the table and I say stop.
Stop.
It doesn't work because I don't have the the aura that my papa has.
The golden voice.
Oh. Yeah. Is it my voice?
The golden voice, as some call it.
Okay. What else?
I'd like to take this mermaid stone and hold it tight and tell it that I love it.
Right? What happens with the stone next?
It gets just really hot in your hand.
Mm.
That's kind of hot.
Yeah.
Just hold my hand.
Well,
I think we're done.
I don't have roll 20 anymore. I don't know what to do.
What do you have it pulled up on?
What do you mean?
Your laptop?
Your browser.
Yeah, Google.
Chrome?
Chrome. Yep.
Huh.
Do you have another... Chrome. Is it on your Chromebook?
Yep.
Huh.
Okay.
What if you opened an incognito browser?
I mean, it's just going to say that I don't have access to it. And then
that's weird.
Is it a Windows pop-up or a Chrome pop-up?
It's a page pop-up. It just says that I don't have an account with Roll20.
You should try restarting the laptop.
I did.
Oh, and you cleared the cache and everything?
Yep.
Oh
man.
Do other websites work?
I mean, Discord's working fine, but it's like my I don't have an account anymore. Like, it's just gone.
That's weird.
Your login doesn't work.
I've had really weird stuff happen with Roll20 before.
You can log. You can technically boot up Roll20 on your phone. I wonder if it would let you log in, or if it would say the same thing.
I don't know.
And see if your login works from your phone.
I can, yeah, but
that's I wouldn't. That's very strange.
So I logged out and logged back in, and it worked okay for me. So it's not a website issue. I've had issues with them before, but it wouldn't let me log in for anything. Maybe try clicking the link from that you put up
in Discord. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do now.
Okay, because that's worked for me before, and I don't know why.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is really because you go to just a website that I have bookmarked, and it wouldn't work. Wouldn't let me enter in my account or anything, and then I just go from the Roll20 link on our Discord, and then it works. I don't know why.
All right, so while you're, looting the ship and everything, Kian, you happen to remember that you have a bird. You completely forgot.
I do. I was thinking of that earlier.
I was actually about to steal the bird, and I was going to cook it.
No, I need to feed. I need to feed Kizzy.
He probably was. So your bird Kizzy comes flapping up to you, squawking.
Firecratch.
Firecratch.
Stop calling me that.
And attached to her foot is a letter. Yeah, it's a her.
I never knew that.
She's a vagina.
That's what that is. I thought that was its battle.
Oh, trust me, I know.
The implications of that are staggering.
I can tell by the smell.
What's she holding then?
A note.
From Falkland.
Is it from Falkland?
I don't know.
Oh no, I gotta look at it.
Don't open it. It's from Falkland. I can smell it.
I knew it.
So you open it up, and
it does smell like Falkland.
Inside is a note from Richard.
Hey, Richard, what's up, man?
I'll read it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So essentially, the note from Richard is stating that he's heard that you have recovered a cultist. And is asking you to return to basically present said cultist.
What would that do?
They're going to send me to Falkland.
Word travels fast. Let me tell you. I present the letter to the rest of the crew. And I show my pecker.
I wonder who they could be talking about when they say that you've acquired a cultist. I didn't know you had somebody in your possession.
Aye, me neither.
What are you talking about? It's the guy you flashed while we were in jail.
Who flashed them?
Oh.
Did I?
Miss Honka is over there.
Ah.
No, that was you, Eddie.
Oh, was it me? I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure that you flashed everyone at least once per episode.
That's true. I've seen your pecker more times than I can count.
I think I've seen your pecker more than I've seen mine.
Aye.
You don't have a pecker, though.
I have seen her pecker before.
Yes, I do, actually.
What should we do about this, boys?
Well, first of all, try keep the rash off of him. They're trying to eat him.
Meaty slap.
My mic doesn't pick it up. Yeah.
Aye.
So did it just, randomly kick you out? Or?
Yep. Yep.
That's so weird.
All right.
I'll
get rid of this.
Okay.
What if you try? What's up?
I was going to say, what if you tried doing the I forgot my password thing?
All right. I just did that. I'm able to log in on my phone, but still not able to log in on the computer. Yeah, it's still looks like there's something went wrong. Please try again.
I wonder if it's a firewall.
I'm literally logged in on my phone using the same password and everything that I tried to use on there. But
if it was a firewall thing, it wouldn't have allowed him to do it in the first place.
Oh, I don't know.
Do you still have all your notes and everything?
I mean, I've got all my notes, but nothing. Just, yeah. So, you
just have to do it without the maps. Pull up,
yep, to... Which really, really sucks, because I had some great stuff lined up. This is me.
If you'd like, let's pause. I mean, let's pause. You didn't say you had that much today. I mean, it sucked.
So, you guys roll up to Tortue or Nassau Town, waiting to see what you or what Richard is asking for. So, as you approach, just the general feel in Nassau Town is definitely a lot different as before. There's a lot of tension in the air. Just a lot of confusion. You approach Richard. Obviously, you, Eddie, start to remember some smells. And by smells,
my compass starts going crazy in my pocket.
Yep. And you start thinking, is that my cup? You know, I'm not. Yeah. So as you get nearer and nearer, you see that Richard is surrounded by his advisors, and he opens you with, or welcomes you with open arms.
Ha ha! There's the crew of the devil's luck.
I make a beeline to the woman.
Oh. She is affronted by the stench coming from your turtle soup.
Yes.
Watch on. Drop because of how hot she is. And everybody in the room starts to see a vision all at once. Well, everyone except for Jack, that is. Everyone else sees a white sandy beach with dark rolling waves. And as they look out over the horizon, they see the great old one again. And he's looming closer and closer and closer, ever so begrudgingly to you. The existential dread that you feel is overwhelming. Just your body's filled with terror to the point where you can't move. Now Jack, on the other hand, he is also on this white sandy beach, and he sees a kind older black gentleman aboard a white horse. He rides up to him and says, "Boy, it's nice to see you again. It's me, your Paul."
"Yo, that's Grandpappy."
"Paul, when did you become colored?"
That's racist. You can't say that.
"I'm from a different time. Remember?"
"Yeah, well, you're half colored, so..."
"I don't know, it's 1690. This is like a few years before the huge trade thing that goes on."
"Exactly. The
huge trade thing that goes on.
I've never seen that color in my skin."
It's on the back half.
Yeah.
It's on the bottom half. On the
inside. There it is. I found it. I guess I don't remember. All right, so how you doing, Paul?"
"Well, he's already galloped away. You've offended him."
This always happens.
"Dang it.
Stop."
That doesn't work.
"Dang it.
Dang
stop.
It.
Stop." "Oh, great."
Everyone wakes up at the same time, confused. I mean, Eddie's always confused, but now he's confused and horny.
I'm in a constant state of confused and horny. Trust me, I know. This is as much of a problem for everyone else as it is me.
"Oh my goodness, are you guys having the same dreams? Isn't this super weird?"
"Nope. Who are you?"
"Who are you?" Richard is now...
"I'm your father, Eddie. Now shut up."
Richard is now pale. He asks you to bring the cultist forward so that he can interrogate him as to where to find this artifact that he's looking for.
"I don't know if he's going to wake up anytime soon. He had 2 doses of sea turtle stew."
"Oh, I just bring him here."
"Oh, okay.
What'd you do to this poor man?"
"He really liked my sea turtle stew."
"No, he has bites all over him. Do you have an infested..."
"Oh, yeah, that's it. That was my army of rats. Don't worry, I try to keep it to a minimum."
"Army of rats?"
"Yeah, what?" And I open up my trench coat and a whole bunch of rats just start flowing the area.
Now the chick that you're in love with is appalled. and wants absolutely nothing to do with you.
No, watch this, and I snap my fingers, and they all go back in.
I think
I have mastery over the art of rat. Art of art is just rat spelled differently.
I'm gonna pick up one of the rats by the tail and just start eating it.
So he,
as long as it's not Jeffrey, I don't care.
He takes that cultist off. It's
Jeffrey.
No! He takes that cultist off to another room where you hear lots of screaming and moaning and groaning. And not the hot kind.
Is this my kind of party?
No, this is the I'm in pain kind. But it does remind.
That's the same question.
It does remind Kian of his native folkish songs. A lot of the same hip thrusting is involved.
It's a beautiful dance.
Indeed, it is.
I shall show you.
I've been at all the weddings, but for some reason, the groom and the mom part of it always gets weird.
Everyone gets pregnant at the end of the night.
Whoa.
That's Folkland for
you. Everyone's related.
Wow.
You can see why I don't want to go back.
I don't want to go back.
UI.
Wait, does that mean you're a father?
Don't think about it.
Richard comes out very frustrated, and he asks,
hey, did your friend there, did he tell you of anything? You know, maybe, I don't know, something I'd be looking for?
I don't remember.
No.
You'd be looking for them, Richard.
Slams his hands on the table. I don't think I told ye of what I'd be looking for. But
I don't think you did.
Oh, you mean this? The arrowhead?
No. Is it cool?
I mean, it's kind of cool.
You should say the shaft.
I'm gonna pick up the coolest looking rock on the beach and be like, look at it.
No.
I could help with the shaft. I already made this joke.
I did trade for a mermaid stone.
I'd be looking for a crown, you see.
Oh, we do that in the ocean.
You see, I'm tired of a king off in another land ruling what happens in these seas. I'm tired of being called the bloody P word when all I'm trying to do
is
take for myself. So, I'm going to be king. I will take over the seven seas, and I will rule with an iron fist.
But I'm already the king. I found the One Piece.
No.
The One Piece?
The One Piece.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Did you eat a fruit that makes you stretchy?
No, I ate the other one.
The one that makes her
jaw really big.
It makes me bouncy.
What is she saying?
I don't know.
Doesn't make any sense. I'll have a crown. I'll be a
hell's a fruit.
What?
I have a crown. It's why I'm the captain of the ship.
Yes.
Then give it to me.
Nope.
Give it to him.
No, I don't. I, as your king, command you to give me that crown.
You're not king, you don't have the crown, stupid.
You can't say no.
Tell him no, but with the golden voice.
No.
No.
Oh, man.
Well, then I'll take it from your dead body.
You can try.
Who wouldn't like that?
And,
offer to be his queen.
I'm going to be his queen.
No.
I think you're Pratino.
I'm going to be the heir to the throne because she's my papa.
I guess I better put it on.
So they unsheath their swords. They prepare for combat.
Wait, even the hot lady?
Even the hot lady. Especially the hot lady. She's gunning straight for you.
Why? I was nothing but nice to her.
Don't worry, Eddie. I'll eat her for you.
I was such a gentleman.
I'll chop her up into mincemeat.
So what if I sniffed her one too many times?
We can share.
I want her to recognize her scent.
So, go ahead.
I begin to say a prayer of weather control.
Okay.
I'll say a prayer of blessed guidance.
I mean, we're in a cave, so I'm not sure how helpful the weather control will be, but...
It was never mentioned. Never mind. Cancel that.
All of us are going to roll was never for a mentioned.
It just garbage. Got... It got really humid. Yeah. That's all that happened.
Everybody's clothes get really sticky and they get upset.
Yeah.
I hate
what
this.
What do you mean? That's a great thing for me.
Minor inconvenience.
Go ahead,
I don't like
it. And roll for initiative. I'll have to trust
my,
you on your...
My head snaps directly towards misfortune.
We can roll in Discord.
We can.
I got a natural 20. Trust me.
I trust you.
I don't believe him.
I got 11.
Are we adding agility to our roll?
Yes, we are.
Toes maters.
Toes maters.
My freaking word.
Toes maters.
I'm definitely last.
Wait, D20?
I got it.
I rolled a 2.
Yes.
I thought it was D6.
46?
No. 20.
Okay.
He just says 11.
I rolled a 3.
I rolled it in roll 20.
He did roll. Oh. Yeah, he rolled in roll 20.
All right.
Jeez. Yeah, there's something wrong.
I'm really enjoying the pirates.
I did a research thing, and it said that incognito worked for some people, but it didn't work for you.
No, I tried it. I got further in incognito, but it still ended up doing the same thing.
Weird.
It popped up later. Access denied.
Yeah, like I was able to actually like sign in, and then it was like pull up the pages of my games, and then it went back to the access to all accounts on Roll 20. That was denied.
It sounds like a server thing.
Yeah.
Like it'll change later. I hope.
They might be doing like maintenance or something, so it might be temporarily unavailable.
That's what it says for me.
But I was looking into it.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Sorry, buddy.
No, oh, you're fine. It's all right. I had some really funny pictures. I'll just show you guys next time.
We should sue them.
Yeah.
Agreed.
We're in the production here.
Yeah.
So, this is an Alex, nightmare. I'm missing a roll from you, buddy.
Oh, I don't know how to roll on Discord, but I rolled an 8.
Okay.
He did.
Okay.
Liar.
So, Ian, why don't you go ahead and start us off?
Who's in the room then?
So, in the room with you is Richard. In the room behind him is whoever is in there torturing that cultist. And then you've got two guards in there with you behind you, though. And the woman. Can't forget the woman.
Can I do the thing where I throw the two tomahawks at the same time at two different targets? The guards. Yeah. My eyes will split. Look at each one. just like before.
Okay. So roll a... Yeah.
Ooh, that's a 19.
Oof, nice. Good job. And then roll for damage for both.
1d6.
Yeah.
Devil's luck.
Okay.
Devil's luck. 6.
All right, and then roll it again. The other axe.
Fire. A 6 and a fire.
Okay, they only had 4 health to begin with, so it's all good.
Oh, well, now you're telling me.
Well, yeah, now I tell you, of course. Right?
I of course, it's fine. I killed them. Good for me.
Da barrio. Dot.
Gesundheit.
Yeah. okay, so you whip around with your tomahawks. You're still covered in blood. I think you have a fiend on your back. So these men, you look like savages. But you whip around, you throw these tomahawks with
a
such
smile.
Precision. Yes. You bare your teeth, which are all chipped up because you've been gnawing on human bone. And hit both of them directly in the face. They slump down. You turn around, look back at Richard, and bare your teeth at him like a growling dog.
You're next. Unless you make me your queen. You're next.
Queen. Misfortune, you're up.
How many baddies are there?
So now there's only one baddie in the room, and she's got eyes to
kill.
Yeah,
that's me.
Huh?
It's me.
No, it's the other lady. She wants to kill. Yeah, no, she wants to kill.
That can only be one. I'm gonna murder her.
Oh my gosh, you think I'm a baddie?
Wait, our own captain wants to kill me?
I'm going to shoot a sleep dart at them.
Okay. Roll a d20 plus your what's it called?
Presence. I think my presence was like a plus 2, which will put me at a 13.
Okay. Roll a d4.
4.
Okay. She is asleep. So Eddie, you're getting ready to face off. You don't know whether to be horny or to be angry.
I'm all doge all at once.
That this woman's going to attack you. But then she just falls asleep right in front of you. And you're like, oh, yeah, this is a dream come true. You know, that's exactly what I wanted to happen.
Yes. Now I scoop her up, and then I carry her to safety. Nothing illicit ever happens.
Butcher, your turn is up.
All right.
You only have Richard in the room with you.
Okay. I would like to attack Richard with my club.
Okay.
How do I roll all this new fandangled Discord rolling thing?
It's R slash.
Is it the same?
Slash
yeah.
R.
Yeah, R slash R, yeah.
We're not on Reddit.
Sorry.
We've made this joke before.
This one called me a Redditor.
Okay.
So you're looking for a d20 plus your presence. You can still roll it in roll 20.
Okay. Yeah, because this is popping up weird stuff. All right, maybe. D20 plus my, for my club, presence. Would it be presence? Strength.
Presence. Strength, yeah. You're swinging the club, my bad.
21.
Okay, nice. Okay, roll for damage on your club.
All right.
What's your maybe presence?
1d6.
What's your strength modifier?
Plus 3.
Okay, all right. Make sure that wasn't a crit, that's all.
Oh, 1d6. Go full.
A 4?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
So you bonked him on the head, all cartoon-like. You know, the classic bonk. He's staggered, for sure, but he's still upright. So, Eddie.
Yes.
Your turn.
Yes. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to command my army of rash from underneath my coat. And they're going to all congregate around my love. And they're going to, like, pick her up. And then, like, kind of like a moving carpet, they, like, carry her away to our ship.
Don't let that wicked hag onto our ship, you
bum. She is my love. Host. No.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I would like to do something.
Yeah.
Could I, could I distinguish which rat is the alpha rat?
Oh, that's Eddie.
Alright, yeah. I want to shoot Eddie with a rage dart.
What? No.
I want to shoot Eddie with a rage dart and see if I can get him to get the other rats to consume the woman they are carrying.
Why?
There can only be one baddie.
Did someone say consume?
And it's me!
You're not here.
I am always here.
Technically.
Always.
I mean,
you exist on a different plane.
You could roll for it.
The thing
Nat
is...
20.
Oh, crap.
Nat 20.
The Liar. Thing is that I don't have, like, the like, ritual, the, like, mind manacle or whatever.
I got it.
Yeah, he is just, like, telling the rats, and they're just listening because they like him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's basically got mind manacles for free.
You hit him square in the neck. I mean, he's totally raged out.
Now I got a raging boner.
Roar.
Yeah. Essentially, yeah. He's turned it into, like, yeah, I mean, just a hateful boner. And he's now just humping everything that he sees. Kind of like
take it, you wooden barrel.
And then anything that, like, grabs his attention for half a second, he just starts humping it. So...
that lantern!
The rats are carrying her away.
This isn't that much different for him.
He sees Butcher just bonk, you know, Richard on the head, and he sees Richard reeling, and he's like, "Ooh, that's hot."
Gotcha.
So he runs up and he wraps himself around Butcher's leg. Not Butcher. Sorry, Richard's leg, and just starts humping his leg.
Yes.
What did you replace? What did you replace?
What?
What did you replace to add that?
Open the door. I have them all downloaded.
Okay.
I'll put it back.
So.
No, I like that one better than open the door.
No, yeah. Richard open is door. Now distracted, so the difficulty rating will be lowered by 4. Jack, it's your turn. You see what you you consider a son doing unholy things to a man's leg.
There's only one way to shuttle this down.
That's kind of weird, son.
I can't help it.
Can't help it.
I get it.
Oh,
I mean, look at this thing, and I turn around and I just show like it's like doubled in size.
Misfortune. Oh. roll a d4 for me.
Yeah, 1.
Okay. Then it's only doing that for 1 turn, so that's good.
Yeah.
What a waste of a nat 20. Sad.
All right. Well, I suppose if I remove this Richard guy's head, he won't be able to wear a crown. So I'll take off his head.
Roll for it.
Yep. I rolled a nat 20. Verify.
He does indeed have one.
Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Rolled a 7 for damage. I imagine that's doubled, but it doesn't matter.
No, it's doubled. So you run up as your son is humping this man's leg.
Keep going, boy.
You cleave. That's
it. You got this, boy.
You cleave off his head in one fell swoop of your officer's cutlass. The head lands on the ground. The body slumps down
at the same time that I climax.
Eddie's upset though because the leg he was humping is now limp, so he runs to the head and starts humping the head.
Oh my soul.
This is better.
I'd like the Tropic Thunder scene. Big blood.
He sees his love being carried away by the rats, and so he takes pursuit after his rats.
Rats!
Kian!
Aye.
Roll a d20 for me.
Whatever you say, Cap.
I can smell her from here. Far.
I can smell you. Far?
You.
Is that a far?
Far.
What's your spirit modifier?
Aye. 3.
So you got a 7?
7. Not bad. Not good.
Sure. Yeah, that's not bad. You have an uncontrollable urge to consume flesh.
Oh,
well, I think we know who I'm eating.
That's not good.
Eddie?
Richard?
Oh, okay, Richard. So Ian leaps over the table that's in front of you. Richard's decaying corpse already and proceeds to, well, have lunch.
It has a little bit of a salty taste because I yeah.
Mix it better.
I added some seasoning.
It's got that mayo on it.
He's got a good recipe.
I got some QP mayo on here. I'm sorry.
It's Eddie Mayo.
I trust Eddie his mayo. Cooking. He knows.
So,
perfectly seasoned.
You still hear all things should be. Focused in the other room screaming for help. Do you choose to go help him?
I'll take another rip from this femur bone and go help.
Who are we helping?
The cultist?
Joe?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
When does the effect of me chasing my love end?
When does it end?
Probably never. Yeah.
Turn.
Yeah, if I can run in there and throw a tomahawk, I'll do it.
You know, I still pursue my rats.
Yes, you're in pursuit of your rats.
Yes.
And then we'll say after whatever happens in this room, you are free of that berserk.
Okay.
Do I have any more of my turn left?
I mean, yeah, you can charge in the room, see what happens.
All right, I'll throw a tomahawk.
So you run in the room, just chuck a tomahawk. There's only one person in there. What's your D20 plus presence?
13.
And damage?
2.
So we'll say that you run in, you just whip this tomahawk at this guy. He's not paying attention.
Do I get any bonuses because I just tasted human flesh?
we'll buff up.
Yeah,
you're 2 to a 4, because human flesh does that to people, right? It makes them angry. Makes them
crazy. My belly is full.
Yeah,
by the smile in my face.
That, and this poor guy that, well, I say poor guy, he was torturing another man. But this gentleman that was
no torturing story another for him.
He sees this crazy man charging towards him, with blood spewing out of his mouth, and just dies right there. The tomahawk enters his brain.
Sick.
As all life force leaves his body.
Roll another D20 plus though. Your spirit modifier.
Huh?
I said roll another D20 plus the spirit modifier.
your belly be full though.
Mm.
No more long pork for you for now.
Long pork.
So the cultist is, I think he's appreciative.
He doesn't know what's going on.
He doesn't quite know what to make of you. That's
all right.
He thought you were a normal guy, and now you're eating people. So
he just hears
him from wherever he's chained up to.
For some reason,
hears a man with an echoey voice just go horny.
Horny
as he's running.
Your horniness has worn off, or your extra horniness has worn off.
Okay.
You are no longer in pursuit of your rats. Kian, you grab the cultist, I'm assuming.
Aye.
And
let me help you.
Am I correct in assuming that you guys make a break for your ship?
Aye, yes.
Aye.
Yes.
So you make
my rats are still going.
Well, yeah, they've been going. you guys make a break for your ship.
While we're going toward the ship, I wanna take the arrowhead and I wanna stab the lady that the rats are carrying.
No. Okay. Why are you trying to like screw me over so much?
There can only be one.
There can only be one.
One what?
Baddie.
Yeah.
She's a lovely lady. She's not a baddie.
So you run up, Ms. Fortune, and you're
allowing this to happen. I hate it here.
Are mad and angry that this woman is prettier than you, and that one of the men on the ship just has a boner for her. So you stab her with this arrowhead, but the second that arrowhead touches blood, an interesting thing happens. The arrowhead almost seems to talk to you and thank you for the taste of human blood.
Mm-hmm.
And
I've seen this before.
A shaft is being created off of the tail end of that arrowhead.
And
it's pulling blood from her to create that shaft.
Oh, I want to dig it in deeper.
No,
stop. The shaft doesn't get longer. It just stays the same.
Oh, okay.
Are you getting off to me saying the word shaft? Is that what it is?
Jeez.
So.
And yes, I.
So, Miss Fortune, you now have. I was going to call it a bloody shaft, but that's probably not good for me.
Hashtag murder scene.
You might use it for other things.
Wow. So, you have this bloody arrow, essentially. And it does a 3d6. Has a quite a large range as well. So this thing is mighty powerful. It will return to you as well once you summon it back.
Wow.
Wow.
But she's not dead, by the way. She's just,
I quickly run up and I scoop her up and run back to the ship as fast as I can.
Okay. She's still alive. Now she just has a hole in her.
Oh.
Is she bleeding?
I mean, I hope so. Oh. But
she is, yeah. Yeah, she's bleeding from it.
Good.
I'll use the mermaid stone to see if it heals her.
I'll shoot her with a rage air dart to make her blood pump faster. Oh, so my. She bleeds out faster.
Oh my goodness.
So getting blood on the mermaid stone does nothing. So
doesn't heal her.
No.
Put it in water. Put it in water.
Could.
No.
Could try putting it in water.
Put it in water. It's a mermaid stone. Put it in water.
I'll put it in a glass of water then, I guess.
The glass of water starts like boiling pretty much instantly.
Well, that's neat.
Whoa, we can cook so much rat stew with that.
That's hot.
Yeah. We don't need a heat source to cook.
I'm not taking any more suggestions from you.
I'm not taking any more suggestions.
Oh, why is that, baby?
I'll retrieve the
stone. Call me baby. Every time that I look at you now, I lose my boner.
I'm going to kill you tonight.
So you guys make it back to your ship. Everybody else in the cove, or nobody else in the cove, knows what happened in that room. But you can be sure that there may be pirates hunting after you soon. So
not that
p-words.
Huh? Anything but the pedophiles.
P-words. Sorry, p-words.
No. We murdered an innocent ship of traitors. We are pirates now. We have to embrace it.
He's right.
That's true.
Well, you guys murdered them. I had nothing to do with
it. It was mostly Butcher.
I'm
actually
guilty by accomplice. Okay.
It was pretty much mostly the Falklander.
Nuh-uh.
No, it was the cat. It was our.
That was Butcher
captain.
He killed four men in one foul swoop. I just ate.
He killed four quintuplets.
So you get back on the ship.
Asked if they were friendly, and he said no.
You get back on the ship, and you start sailing away. The cultist thanks you all. Thank you so much. Thank you. I can't believe you saved me. I mean, except for you, you crazy Falkland man. I don't keep that man away from me. I'd rather stay with him.
I'm definitely crazy. Nobody else is. You're right.
I want to. I want to like just like kind of like stab his arm with the arrow and see if it grows from different blood.
So you walk up to this man that's thanking you for saving him, and you say,
"Hey, you do a little bit too much damage, and you shank him right in the throat.
You stab him right in the arm.
Sorry, there's a blood price."
And the arrow once again thanks you, and proceeds to grow almost into a javelin size.
Oh,
oh!
You got a boner. Yeah, I'm crazy. You're right. I'm offended.
The cultist
begins to
freak out that you have touched him with such a sacrilegious object.
Calm down.
And swears that the great old one will hear about this.
It'll be okay.
Butcher will tell him not to. Right, Butcher?
It'll be okay.
Just
collecting the payment for helping you.
Yo.
Oh. But then he looks over at Jack and sees the crown.
Yeah.
You have the crown?
Yeah.
We must take it. Who has the map? I must show you where to take it.
What?
You know, the guy who has the map is the guy that you want to stay away from. He's our navigator.
Well, just find the island with the volcano on it.
You were there.
Let's go.
No, an active volcano.
Oh, wait.
When were we out of island with the volcano?
With the cannibals.
I know, I'm playing my character.
Oh, sorry. my bad.
What's the big deal with my crown my paw gave me?
Oh, the old one needs it.
He ain't getting it.
Well, he needs it.
Give it to
me. It's
okay,
mine.
Boomer.
It's mine.
It's not yours.
Don't cuss at me, girl.
Ones, you will give it to him.
In the wrong hands, he can be controlled with it.
Hands are capable.
They could rule the seas with it.
Oh, nice. Let's do that.
No, that's bad.
Yeah. I think that's what I'm going to do.
I think we should do that. Yeah.
No, don't.
No, nice. I wouldn't trust the sheath with a bunch of psychopaths.
Yeah, thanks for that information, actually. Yeah, that was great. Oh, I'm wait, done. But if somebody were to try to do it so we know how to stop them, how would they do it?
Well, they'd have to go to the island with the volcano because that's where that's where he's close by.
Oh, okay, okay.
All right. Yeah,
but why, though? What do we do then? I mean, what would they hypothetically do that we have to stop them from then?
I mean, you would probably have to make the volcano go off because then that would wake him.
Oh, okay.
Once he's awoken, then you would have to, like, you know, stop or, you know, follow me.
Oh, okay.
Come forth. Yeah.
Oh, Father, why would you make me do this?
It's a gift and a curse.
It's mostly curse. Hypothetically,
that's crazy. Guys, we should do that.
Yeah,
well, let's do it. I guess I will be the captain now.
Hypothetically, yeah.
Yeah, no, like, we're going to do that. Now.
Thanks.
Yeah, we would never do that.
You guys,
hypothetically, of course.
You guys aren't gonna kill me and let that guy eat me, right?
No.
Oh, yeah, definitely not. And then I'm gonna proceed to stab him through the heart with my javelin.
Although we might use him to awaken the volcano.
I'm full, guys. I'm not hungry. Thanks for going for such great lengths, though. You guys do care.
Nah.
But never mind then.
Never mind.
So I you know what? I'm just gonna walk away and I'm gonna start tending to my future wife.
Oh, she's dying.
If
rapidly.
I gain control of the old one, maybe my
Papa, do I have your blessing to marry this woman?
Yeah, or, go ahead, boy.
Or
have fun.
Yes.
What happens if you try to take control of the great old one and he tricks you and takes control of you?
Yeah, cross that bridge when we get to it and it's burning.
Nah.
That couldn't happen.
I mean, it could in theory.
How would he do
give him that? The crown.
It is the great old one.
No.
Yeah, but he's kind of old, so like, you know.
Okay, boomer.
Like
he's not tougher boomer. Than me, though.
Just push him down a set of stars.
Like, I'm not really scared of someone who has old in their name. I'm just saying.
That's fair.
Maybe it's senile.
So that is this episode. And you are headed off.
Dang it.
You are headed off to the volcano.
Mount Doom.
To figure out what actually is inside of this volcano.
Probably a bunch of ladies.
You're a married man now, so.
That's right.
Yeah. Once you marry her, boy, that's the only one.
Aye, he's married, not buried. Let him look. Let him cook.
Let me cook. What does that mean?
Let him cook. You know what it means.
I'm going to kill her in her sleep.
No, you're not.
I appreciate it. And hopefully I'll have Roll 20 working by next episode.
Right?
But yeah, hope you enjoy it. And we'll see you on the next episode.